Well, more good news on the economy today. The unemployment rate fell to 6.6% as the economy added roughly 50,000 new jobs in December. But if you dig a little deeper into the data, it's clear that bosses are leaning towards hiring part-time workers over full-time staff. Economists say it's a mixture of workers settling for any kind of work to make it easier to pay the bills and hiring managers taking advantage of that desperation. Our business reporter David Taylor has been taking a look.
Catherine McMillan runs Circle Recruitment and HR. She's in the business of placing both full-time and part-time roles in sales and admin.
Actually, at the moment, we're running pretty much even on both of those. It's really picking up now. We've seen a distinct pickup.
Most candidates that call her office are after full-time work, but many, she says, end up settling for a part-time position.
If a job alert, because of perhaps their industry or sector experience, they might get a job alert that is less than full-time, and they will apply for that anyway because any work is better than no work sort of thing. And then that, of course, leads into the underemployment stats. So we do see that happening, people applying for part-time roles when they really do want a full-time role.
Jeff Harper runs an IGA supermarket in Ashburton in Melbourne's southeast. He's one of those bosses only looking for part-timers.
Just one role to fill the minimum number of hours possible that the other person had.
Jeff Harper says part-time roles give him the flexibility he needs in what he describes as a highly unpredictable business environment.
If we could get it any more flexible, we would. Because we need that. If the government goes and turns around and puts another restriction in, if you've got mandatory contracted hours, all of a sudden you're in a position where you're either being forced to make somebody redundant, which you don't want to do, or being forced to have those hours in the wrong place in the business. And it leads to a loss.
Bureau of Statistics figures show the full-time unemployment rate is 7%, while the part-time unemployment rate is much lower at 5.8%. It means as the economy recovers from a recession, increasingly hiring managers are preferencing part-time staff, making full-time work still quite difficult to find. Indeed, there are still around 112,000 fewer available full-time positions since March. Catherine Birch is a senior economist with the ANZ Bank. She says the rise in part-time workers risks stalling the economic recovery.
Now with it back to 6.6%, it is improving, which is great, but there's still quite a way to go before we can start to expect wage growth to pick up and inflation to pick up as well, as per the RBA's target.
And of course, JobKeeper coming off in March. That is going to come off in March. Any worries about that and what that will do to the unemployment rate?
Well, we would hope that there would be more targeted fiscal support introduced for some of the sectors that are still being heavily impacted by things like border restrictions. So sectors like international education, international tourism as well.
And that's the point that Labor tried to ram home today. Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers spoke from Cairns, a town hurt badly by international border closures.
That means considering that JobKeeper extension. It means looking at other kinds of support. There are too many lives and livelihoods relying on the future, not just of tourism here, but all of the industries allied with that, to leave people in the lurch and leave them behind.
The government rejects that. Employment Minister Michaelia Cash says you only need to look at the number of Australians out of the Centrelink queues and back into work.
We lost around 872,000 jobs from March of last year. Almost 90% of those jobs have now returned to the economy.
Most jobs were added or reinstated in Queensland, up 36,600, followed by Victoria, which gained 14,600 positions. There were net job losses in New South Wales, down 17,000, the ACT shedding 3,600, and South Australia was also at a loss. 912,000 Australians remain out of work.
Business reporter David Taylor.